Welcome to Who Hired This Person, the podcast that's all about uncovering the good, the bad, and the downright messy sides of hiring. I'm Caitlin, your host, and I've worked with the HR leaders and teams to figure out what really goes on behind the scenes of the hiring process. In just 20 minutes, we'll dig into the hiring missteps, unexpected challenges, and the lessons learned along the way. If you're ready for real stories and practical insights to help you hire better and build stronger teams, you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Caitlin, and today I'm happy to be joined by Rachel Nolan. She is the Human Resources Manager at Bayard Enterprises. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining me today.
I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. To start things off, can you just share a little bit about the company?
Bayard Enterprises specializes in providing employment opportunities to people experiencing barriers to employment, whatever that may look like for them.
What led you to your career in HR and like specifically the role that you're in today?
I've always been drawn to the intersection of people and strategy, how organizations can create environments where employees feel supported while also driving business success. So my background and my degree is in HR, but I've gravitated towards roles where I can improve processes and enhance communication and help employees grow and have leadership make informed decisions. My current role came about through an acquisition, which meant navigating a lot of change and integration. But it's been a unique opportunity to apply skills in workforce development while learning to balance cultural shifts.
Sounds good. How does your work intersect with hiring, workforce development, and overall business operations?
HR is very connected to each aspect of business, especially in talent. So hiring the right people is just the beginning of it. And the impact comes when we make sure employees have access to resources and training and the support that they need. So workforce development plays a big role in retention and performance. So a large part of my job is ensuring employees start strong and also have opportunities to grow within the organization.
I love to hear it. What are some of the biggest HR challenges in your industry, especially when it comes to staffing and recruitment?
The largest challenge I deal with is finding the right candidates who align with the skill requirements and the broader mission of the organization. Nonprofits specifically operate with limited budgets, so we need employees that are adaptable and mission-driven. But then you run into retention problems, so we have to ensure employees stay, but remain engaged. And there's the reality that workforce development organizations like ours work with populations that face employment barriers. So we have to be intentional about building inclusive pipelines and support systems.
Well, that's good that you're always building those pipelines and support systems for sure. Bayard focuses on workforce development and creating opportunities. How does that shape your hiring approach?
It just means that we take a more holistic view of the candidates. We wouldn't look just at the resumes, we'd look at potential lived experience and the barriers someone might have overcome. And we'd also focus on building pathways for people who might not have had traditional job histories, but have the motivation and the ability to succeed when given the right support.
Can you share a time when hiring the right or wrong person significantly impacted your team or an individual's success in the workplace?
Yeah, I've seen a situation where someone looked great on paper, but struggled with a more collaborative nature of the team. So the impact of that is pretty immediate. The project stalled and communication suffered and morale dropped. It was a tougher lesson to learn of the importance of cultural fit beyond just technical skills. But also someone who is deeply aligned with the mission, even if they need some skill development, can elevate the entire team. So the right person will bring the right energy, problem-solving skills, a willingness to grow, and all of this can be more valuable than checking all of the boxes.
Yes. Beyond skills and experiences, what qualities make someone a great fit for Bayard's mission and culture?
Definitely adaptability, empathy, and a commitment to the mission. A lot of our roles involve working with individuals facing barriers to employment. So it's important that employees approach challenges with patience and a problem-solving mindset. So a great fit would be someone not just looking for a job, but someone who's invested in making a difference through like direct service, program development, or operational support.
How do you ensure a smooth onboarding process that sets them up for success?
A good onboarding process is more than just the paperwork. So we focus on making new hires feel connected to the mission. And that includes clear communication about their expectations, introducing them to all of the stakeholders, and providing structured training. We also assign mentors and buddies to help new employees acclimate. And the goal is to make sure they feel supported, understand their role, and see how their work contributes to the bigger picture.
Oh, I love that you guys assign buddies. I feel like that definitely helps and learns things from along the way that what could be changed or help further.
Things more fun too.
What's one HR or operational change that you've applied that made a significant impact on employee retention or job performance?
I emphasized manager training when I came on board. So I developed an entire manager handbook. So it really allowed us to promote internally. This helps leaders become better at providing feedback and coaching. And so when employees feel informed and supported, retention naturally improves.
Wow, you developed a whole manager handbook. It's crazy. But that was a lot of work to put in. Looking back on your career, what's one key lesson about HR leadership that you wish you knew earlier?
HR is just influence. I think that managers look to HR a lot of the time to make a decision, but you don't really have the authority that the managers do. So I guess I thought it meant having all the answers, but it just means that you have to ask the right questions and build the right relationships and guide people towards solutions. So the more you can empower others, the more effective HR gets.
For organizations looking to build a more inclusive hiring process, what's one key piece of advice you'd offer?
Rethinking what the word qualified means. So a lot of hiring processes filter out candidates because they don't fit the traditional mold. But focusing on skills, potential, and lived experience rather than checking boxes for degrees or job titles. Stuff like ensuring your hiring team is trained on bias awareness. So small shifts in how interviews are conducted and how job descriptions are written can make a big difference in attracting diverse talent.
Well, Rachel, this has been such a great conversation. Before we wrap up, where can listeners connect with you more and learn more about career opportunities at Bayard Enterprises?
On our website, and I'm also on LinkedIn.
Well, thank you so much for your insights, experience, and advice today. And of course, a big thank you to all of the listeners for tuning into Who Hired This Person. We'll be back soon with more stories and strategies from leaders in hiring and team development. Until next time, keep building amazing teams.